It's kind of tough, you know, but I feel this God put challenges in your life and you know that you can overcome it. So I feel just it's another challenge, another adversity, and I know God's going to get me through it, and I'm going to be okay.
You going to stick around here with the rehab? What's the plan there? Have you formulated that yet?
Pretty much. I'm going to be here. Yeah, I'm not going nowhere.
And what, you'll follow the team closely, or do you, will you go to practices? Will you, stick around that way or try to
stay
connected?
I'm going to find a way to stick around, still, like, go to the meetings. And like I said, I'm still young, and I still got a lot to learn. So every chance I can get to pick up on certain things, I'm going to take that advantage.
Were you looking to get a second opinion, surgery or anything like that?
That's not been in the discussion.
We're going to apologize if you got to ask this already, but you kept playing after the injury? Is that most guys can't walk after something like that. So how are you able to still go?
I don't know. Yeah. I didn't think about it. I just kept playing, so I don't know.
Was it just tremendously painful, or were you kind of on adrenaline at that point?
It wasn't really. It wasn't painful, nothing like that. It's not even painful now, but I don't know. I guess it's just part of it, I guess.
Are you going to ask any of the teammates here who've gone through the same thing? Have you asked any advice or get any tips on, recovering from serious knee injury?
Not really. Just the whole organization as a whole has been very supportive. You know, they kept keeping me lifted up. Now just guys coming, giving me encouraging words, telling me don't worry about it and all certain things like that. And that's very encouraging to hear stuff coming from my teammates, even coming from the coaches in the front office. So that means a lot, and that makes you and helps motivate you to really think positive and really put your full effort into coming back and get healthy.
Some other players that have been through this have said that, and when they sit in meetings, it's like when you're playing, you're part of every conversation. When you're not playing, you're kind of just back and watching. That's like how that.
No, it's just the type of mindset you're going to take going into that. I'm going to take a positive mindset and look at it as, this is my chance to get an extra year of just film studying, picking up on certain things, learning defense, and just having a chance to watch other safeties in the league, like top safeties like Troy Polamalu, and just learn from those type of guys. So just take a positive mindset going into this situation, know that everything's going to be okay.
Morgan, which play was it? Could you remember?
I think Calvin did a slant like towards our sideline, then he got tackled, and then I kind of jumped. Try to get out the way. But if you see it on film, it doesn't look like nothing freakish or nothing like that. It's just like a normal play, but kind of felt tightness in my knee, but I didn't think nothing of it. I just kept playing.
Hey, it sounds like you've somehow moved. You don't sound like a guy, oh my God, I'm out for the year. Did you go through a period like that, or did you not, that depressing, like, oh Christ, I'm out of it for a year?
It was, when I first got the news, I kind of was leaning towards but I said the guys here at Green Bay, the whole organization, they're so supportive and positive that they don't let you get to that point. So they keep you lifted up, and then my family was very supportive. And then when you have that much support, there's no point of being down. You got a lot of people that's supporting you and looking forward to you getting better, so you want to get better.